In 1919, he hit 29 home runs and was sold to the New York Yankees.
A three-run home run for Buffington. The Yankees now lead it by a score of 3-2.
Bill Lee is now going over to a couple of the Yankees, and there they go again.
Home hits it to deep left. That might send the Yankees to the World Series.
Veritek and A-Rod going at it. Roberts is going. Posada's throw. Roberts, safe.
And what can I say? Just dip my heart in call the Yankees my daddy.
Welcome to Fan Base, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports, episode 42. Let's just title it, Can the Yankees Actually Pull This Off? Question mark, hammer. Because it's stunning what they've done since the All-Star break. I'm Brian Shackman, along with John Senecal. We welcome our Odyssey family or wherever you're listening to this podcast. I mean, John, even you and your most optimistic. We wrote this team off just 2 weeks ago. I said, no chance they make the playoffs. This is insane.
Playoffs?
Playoffs?
Seriously. I mean, what a difference. You know, the All-Star break obviously was like, you know, almost a month ago. But yeah, what a difference 2 weeks makes. You know, and the trading deadline, obviously, it's all going to point back to that. Even though Rizzo is on the COVID now, it is all going to point back to the trading deadline and the way these two teams are heading right now, Brian.
You know, they're only 12 games over 500. It's not like they've develop some incredible formula for, you know, they're not going to win 100 games. But I don't know. Like, I look at the team and I'm still like, where is this coming from? Well, I'm really head scratching myself.
Well, exactly. When you look at the team right now, you got to really wonder where it's coming from because they're a shell of themselves. I mean, there is the next guy up, I guess, really, when you think about it. Who's the next guy they're pulling out of Scranton or pulling off of a waiver wire to come in and play for them?
Right, so let's sort of throw out our rundown then, because we were going to talk about COVID and the Yankees. We're going to talk about guys like Andrew Velasquez, but let's just bring that all up to the top. But before we get to the whether you think they can pull it off, I mean, they've done this recent run without Jordan Montgomery, without Gerrit Cole. You know, like, it's pretty stunning that they've been able to do it. But does that mean that maybe it's good to have some no-names in there and they shouldn't maybe chase this big salary, big name approach?
Well, I mean, obviously, if you're watching the Yankees play now, you know that it doesn't really mean money. You know, if you watch Giancarlo Stanton play, you know, he's making $30 million a year. And meanwhile, you know, there's other guys that are doing just as good as him. It's definitely not money. We know that because if you look around the league, teams win without spending money. But it is amazing that with so far.
Well, they win, but they don't win World Series.
No, they don't win World Series, but the Yankees haven't won World Series since 2009 either. So
True. It's...
History would say, yes, spend money. I mean, the Dodgers are spending more money than anybody this year. But again, you need that mix of young and old players, and you're never going to be able to buy a team that has a star at every position because they're never going to stay healthy. That's just how it works, you know. But going back to your question, Brian, I mean, the Yankees this season, 21 players so far on the IL for injury or COVID. And I mean, like you said, right now, Gio, Cole, Montgomery, Severino, Torres, Rizzo, jeez, Chapman, Andujar, Sanchez, O'Day, Kluber, and that's your marquee names. And then you can mix in King and Frazier and Ambergie and
Schmidt. Do you think injuries aside, they can happen? But do you think like their COVID protocols are off, or do you think they had more unvaccinated guys than other teams?
Well, like my son last night said to me, he goes, "Is Red Sox fans administering these tests or something?" I mean, it's unbelievable. If you look around the league, Brian, I mean, I guess I would think we're going to be reading about it if there's other guys that are really testing positive. Now, Trey Turner was traded, and he didn't start right away because he had COVID. But it doesn't look like there's any other team getting ravaged like the Yankees are.
Right. So what does that mean? That they have a huge percentage that wasn't vaccinated?
Well, I thought they were like at an 85 percentile way back in the day, and that was before Judge and before Higgy and for Loaiza. I mean, obviously, Cole is huge. Them and Rizzo right now is not the time you want Rizzo to be getting the COVID.
Well, I was the analogy I've created on the radio is that if a pro athlete says when asked about a vaccine, if they're vaccinated, they say it's a personal decision, that means they have not been vaccinated. If a politician answers the same question and says it's a personal decision, it means they have been vaccinated and don't want their voters to know. So I feel like the pro athletes who say that they haven't been vaccinated, maybe they just had a smaller percentage of people vaccinated than we thought. I don't know.
I would have to guess that. I mean, just for the pure fact that how everybody has almost everybody has gotten it. Now, we know just because you got the vaccine does not mean that you are immune to COVID.
Correct. You can still get it. You can still spread it.
And there's no way that with the players union and HIPAA laws and all that, everyone's ever going to find out if these guys were vaccinated. But I would think as an organization and a premier organization, you would want to be tightening up the ship to make the ship run straight. And again, I'll go back to it. What other teams across Major League Baseball are having this issue?
And the thing is, I would add to that, though, it's kind of ironic that I actually think they're playing better despite that adversity. So, I mean, the fact that they haven't had Cole for a start and J-Mo for a start and they're still kind of rolling is pretty stunning to me. But I also think it says something about what talent's waiting in the wings, which I didn't think they had much, but obviously enough to win. So
yeah, the Yankees have, traditionally in the last 5, 6, 7 years have always had a deep minor league system. I mean, they don't get talked about enough because I think a lot of the times these guys, they can't poke through. You know what I mean? They just don't poke through. So no one ever.
But sometimes they'd rather sign somebody than let somebody get a shot from double and triple.
Right. You look over in Oakland, there's James Kaplerian, who they drafted, and he was a big stud for them, and they traded him. All right, so he's a star for Oakland right now, and he'll probably come back to bite him in the playoffs. Maybe, maybe not, right? But it's the Yankees. You just, like you said, these big-name stars are clogging up spots on the roster, so you just can't crack through. So you need an injury. You know, like Luis Gil gets an injury, and now all of a sudden he's a stud, and they just keep bouncing him back and forth so they can make room on the roster.
Well, interestingly enough, but it does, like someone like Andrew Velasquez gets an opportunity, and I know he caught your eye for a couple reasons.
Yeah, well, I mean, Andrew Velasquez is, you know, a 27-year-old, I guess you call him journeyman, because this is his second stint in the majors, not much before that. Drafted in 2012, seventh round by Arizona, 243rd pick overall, but he went prep high school in Fordham, New York. And he's from the Bronx.
He's a local boy.
Local boy. Grew up a huge Yankees fan. Has pictures of him at the stadium, on the field. So, yeah, a whole full circle thing here. So, obviously, he's got to be over the moon. His family's got to be over the moon. So, but, again, if you don't have all these issues and all these injuries and all the COVID, there's not a chance ever that Andrew Velasquez cracks the Yankee roster. I mean, maybe any major league roster. But imagine, like I said, John Sterling would say, that's baseball, Susan.
Yeah. You know, back to the original question, can the Yankees pull it off? I'll let you stew on it. I'll give you my answer. It's funny. People are going to say, well, 2 weeks ago you thought there's no chance they make the playoffs. And I said that. I even said that last week. And I'm sorry. I can have a bad take and pull it back. I don't know how they don't make the playoffs. And the reason is it's just the momentum is there. Maybe it's a touch early, right? We're not into September yet. But when I think about the Red Sox, the Yankees, the A's, and the Blue Jays, I think the Red Sox are the weakest. I think the Yankees are the hottest. And the Blue Jays may be the best. And I just don't have faith that Oakland can sustain it. So I actually think the Yankees' biggest problem here is the Toronto Blue Jays.
Yeah, the Blue Jays are just a great team, great hitting team. Everyone said it all along, and now they got Springer back. And they made an addition by getting Jose Berrios from the Twins. Yeah. So they are definitely a better team, and they are in it to win it, obviously, and they're not going to go away. the Yankees have 7 more games against Toronto. They got only 3 versus Tampa, where the Red Sox, I believe, have 10 versus Tampa. So yeah. The Yankees got Tampa on the front end, and the Red Sox are going to have to deal with them on the back end.
So tell me, what's the answer to the question?
So I do believe the Yankees can make the playoffs at this point, and I'll give you the reason why. I would say, obviously, trading deadline. The Yankees won the trading deadline, and Boston took a big punch in the face, and the fan base didn't like it. Obviously, the team's been affected by it. You can say whatever.
Clearly.
You can say whatever you want to say about slumping in baseball, and Chris Sale's going to save the season. But the Red Sox are in a position where the Yankees were a month ago. They're getting beat bad in bad situations. They're not scoring runs, and they just don't look good right now. And that's not a good thing. But yes, it's baseball. Can they bounce back? And they are still in the hunt. You can't write the Red Sox off.
Okay, so let's talk about that a little more. He's John Senecal. I'm Brian Shackman. This is Fan Base, Deep Dive into the Greatest Rivalry in Sports, episode number 42. Is there any hope for the Red Sox? And you say there is hope. I mean, listen, now
your hope is Chris Sale. That's what you guys are pinning your hope on.
I don't even know if he's enough, is my point. Like, the starting five, we talked about how consistent and healthy they've been. They stink.
Well, I mean, is Bogaerts going to keep hitting bad? I mean, JD, given what happened last year with him, and he's kind of maybe in the back towards the end of his career.
I have no faith in him. I don't.
But you, again, like the Red Sox have been good because their pitching has held up, which it hasn't lately, and their hitting has picked up the slack when the pitching hasn't, right? And they haven't been doing that. They really haven't been doing anything lately.
Well, they got a setback with Kyle Schwarber. He's not going to be back as quick as they had hoped. And so, yes, so basically, listen, that 7-2 lead they blew, and then George Springer hit that 3-run home run off his former college teammate Matt Barnes at UConn. That, to me, was a stake in the heart that had already been wounded, right? They were wounded by the trade deadline. They've been wounded by the 5-game losing streak. And now to look at Chris Sale and Kyle Schwarber, who we might not see till the end of the month, I am not hopeful. Now, I'm a doomsday half-empty guy, even though we've won four times in the century. But, I mean, you tell me, like, if you looked at that situation, they're basically...
I've been looking at that situation, Brian. I've been looking at that situation for 4 months now with the Yankees.
How can you think the Red Sox have a chance? They have no confidence. They have no depth all of a sudden in the pitching area. I don't know.
I mean, the only reason they would not have a chance is if they just totally peaked and then that's it. They're on their way back to where they should be as they were thought about in the preseason, right? A sub maybe 500 team, right? So maybe they're on their way back that way. But I just don't see the players that they have, the taste that they've had this season, that they're just going to roll over and play dead. Maybe Chris Sale coming back and how goofy he is and how of a competitor he is, maybe that's a shot in the arm. But right now, it does not look good. It just doesn't look good.
The lead is safe. 7-2 lead. They had a 7-2 lead, and they lose 9-8.
The Yankees had a no-hitter against the Red Sox, right? And lost that game. Like, that's baseball is crazy and is demoralizing as hell. But like I said before, is the Red Sox doing the exact opposite of the Yankees? Are the Yankees taking all their sucker punches and they're popping them up off the mat like Rocky, and he's going to start whooping Drago's butt, right?
So say we have, just play this game with me for a second. You have the Red Sox, the Yankees, the Blue Jays, and let's say the A's. We won't put the Mariners in there right now. So you have four teams. Give me the two wild cards. As we stand now, I'm not going to hold you to it at the end of the season, so you said this. I'm just saying, where you sit right now, who are the two teams?
Okay, I'm going to say the Yankees. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say Oakland just because they're Oakland. It's just for some reason that dang team always figures out how to get in the playoffs. They can't go deep, but they're just like a thorn. They weasel their way in there somehow. And I'll say the Yankees because the Yankees ravaged through the COVID, and I think they're going to be healthier than anyone else going into that.
So I think it's the best race in baseball. The AL wild card is no matter what.
I say that Oakland with a lot of trepidation, Brian. I almost wanted to say Toronto.
Yeah, I'm taking Toronto and the Yankees. Even though they're 3-4 in the standings right now, I just think Toronto, what I learned in watching them last weekend was they don't give up. They just don't give up.
And with a lineup like that, you don't need to give up. I mean, they got dangerous hitters that are young. I feel like there's a big difference between dangerous hitters that are older and dangerous hitters that are young. I mean, those guys are just hungry.
Fearless.
They just look hungry. When they get up into the plate, I mean, Bo Bichette looks like he's going to screw himself into the ground when he swings.
Yeah, he gives up everything he's got.
And it's great. I love to see that. And they're a fun team to watch. And it's weird because, you know, I was looking at the schedule going forward, and I said to my son, I said, you know, maybe we can go catch up one of these games before the season ends. I know I'm going to a one game already, but I was going to try to shoot down there. And I mentioned the two teams, and he said, oh, Toronto. Let's go see Toronto.
Yeah, who wouldn't want to see him? You know, let me just leave you with this before we get to some divisional question I have for you. The last three series for the Yankees, 3 in Boston,
yep,
3 in Toronto,
and
3 at home against Tampa.
Yeah.
I mean, it could very well come down to the last 10 games of the season.
Yeah, and that at that point, it might not be something you can play 500 and squeak through it.
No, they might have to go to Toronto and sweep them.
Yeah, or it could come down to a one-game playoff.
So it's going to be really fascinating, and I do think the AL wild card is the race. But the other question we like to spitball stuff is, you know, the division, the AL East is all of a sudden looks like a beast, right? I mean, they just look like four teams that are good, and they certainly have four playoff quality teams. Then you go to the NL West, which a buddy of mine from college, one of my best friends from school, is a huge Dodger fan, and I used to just make fun of him. I said the NL West is like every team's 500, and if you're 3 games over 500, you can win the division.
That's the NL East now.
But, right, right. But it used to be the NL West.
Absolutely.
And now I would argue the three best teams in baseball in that division. So, I mean, if you which team, and I think the World Series is going to come out of those two divisions, right? So what do you think about the AL East versus the NL West in terms of overall quality and depth?
So, I mean, like you said, the AL East has got the pedigree, right? Because you're always going to have it with the Yankees, Red Sox. And that, like I said to you earlier when I was texting you this morning, I still can't figure out how Tampa keeps winning. I just can't figure it out.
Almost same with the Giants, though.
Right, exactly. But the Giants, right, so they won World Series, 8 years ago? They won two in a row, right? They had some marquee names. Now, like, one of those guys is left, Posey. But the Rays have been consistently good for, like, probably six out of the last 7 years in baseball. So I'm just having a hard time just wrapping my head around, like, how the Giants just all of a sudden they're just so dang good. You just keep waiting for that team to look up. You keep looking up, and you're going to be like, oh, well, look, the Dodgers are in first place now, and this doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen. As a matter of fact, I kind of fell asleep a little bit, and I looked, and I was expecting to see, like, the Padres, like, two games out or whatever, and I looked, and I'm like, holy, the Padres are seven games out. I mean, it's basically like the Yankee situation. You know, the Padres are in kind of the same situation. They're chasing the Dodgers, and they're hoping for a wild card spot.
I just think it's amazing that the Dodgers, their run differential is by far the best in baseball, and they have so much money spent, and they're still a couple of games out in that division. Now, I don't think there's any doubt that the Dodgers are going to make the playoffs, but I just think that those three teams are better than the three best teams in the AL East. I still think that the World Series champion can come out of the AL East, but I still think it's so funny that they're north of the border, but I think the most exciting team out of the AL East is still Toronto. And I think that if you put them against the Dodgers or the Padres, imagine if you had Vlad Guerrero Jr. against Tatis Jr. Like, that would be – now, I don't know if they get the TV ratings, but if you like baseball, that is just porn.
So, yeah, if I want an exciting game with just energy galore and just people pushing the buttons and going at each other, yeah, the Padres and the Blue Jays would be pretty insane.
Oh, my God.
But, the Padres, they got a ton of question marks, too. I mean, they have Tatis taking fly balls in the outfield, so there's a lot of, because he's defensively, he is not good, and I know Bobby Dickerson is kicking himself right now, because I know he's put a lot of work into him, so maybe his calling is not shortstop, maybe it is outfield, and with his athletic ability, Duke, can you imagine what that Duke could do in center field, after the ball? I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that Fernando Tatis Jr. can learn to play the outfield, and probably learn it pretty dang quick, and behind him, they got plenty of guys. They got Jake the Rake, and they got Kim. And, I mean, they stood pat as far as not trading any of their players, but I think it might kick him in the butt for not getting Scherzer. I really do.
Interesting. All right, listen, time to go. Fan base, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports, episode number 42. Can the Yankees actually flippin' pull it off?
I say yes.
I agree.
We're going to beat the COVID, and we're going to beat everyone else, and we're going to the dish.
Please listen, like, share. And wherever it is that you get your podcast, we're proud to be part of the Odyssey family. And we will see you next week for episode 43.